Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Start things out by going straight to the phone calls. That is what the show is about. Let's talk to Ziggy in the UK on the amp line. Hello, Ziggy.
Hi, guys. Okay, I have a question for you. Do you think the U.S. should be sending a team to the Beijing Olympics?
Like a competitive team. I have no idea. What do you think?
Well, I don't think Britain should be sending a team. I don't have a problem with trading with China because I think eventually that will empower the people there.
Mm.
However, sending a team is endorsing the tyranny in China, I feel. China does have slave labor, and there has been rumors that some of the Olympic facilities were built by using that.
Well, now, so does the U.S. I mean, the U.S. has slave labor, prison camps. I mean, is that what you're calling slave labor?
Yeah.
Oh, that's we have it, too.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. A friend of mine was in prison in South Carolina. I went to visit him twice, and he worked in the plastics extruding plant. He made lawn chairs and got paid for it.
But these people aren't paid for it. Not in China.
Okay,
the fact that they have political prisoners as well. I know that you probably have that in the U.S. as well.
Well, I don't know I suppose we have a few political prisoners. They're certainly not played up very much. I don't know anything about it. But
yeah, I guess you're right. Maybe it's not slave labor. They aren't forced to work there, right, Mark?
They aren't forced to work at that job. However, they are forced to work.
Are they?
Every convict in prison has to, at least in the state of Florida, I can tell you for sure, has to work.
Well, then that is slavery.
At the prison I was in, there were 7 out of 1,100, 1,200 individuals at the prison. There were 7 that were paid. I was paid $75 a month.
Well, just because you get paid doesn't mean it's not slavery, because the slaves got a place to stay and they got food. I mean, so if you're getting something, but you're not doing something you want to do, or you did not volunteer into it, then that's slavery.
Well, that's what people consider, prison to be, hard labor.
Also, let's not forget that China does occupy another country, Tibet.
The United States government occupies over 130 countries.
I'm sure you can find some people in Mongolia that say that they're occupying them, too.
Well, sure, but China did actually invade Tibet, I forgot, in the 50s at some point. And they have been putting down, human rights demonstrations there. And let us not also forget Tiananmen Square. Those, television pictures are still fresh in my mind.
Well, I don't want to make it sound like I'm defending China or anything. Clearly, it's an awful government over there, and there's no doubt about that. But I don't know. It's the Olympics. No one watches anyway. It doesn't really seem to be much of an issue.
I don't think the United States should have an Olympics team. I don't see that as a...
Is that a government program?
It has to be. Right? It has to be.
Well, I don't know.
There are some libertarians who do object to here, who do object to sending a British team. Though most of the money does come from lottery funds, the government does put in money, and that is an objection. Plus, I do agree. I do think that, I don't like this sending national teams to places. I don't even like it when it comes to soccer. Especially when it comes to soccer, because it encourages nationalism encourages hatred.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I can't stand the idea of nationalism, and it's disgusting and despicable. And I think you're right about that, this concept of national teams. But interesting points again. I'm glad you brought it up tonight. Thank you for the call, sir.
Right, cheers,
we appreciate it.
Right, and even if it's supported by lottery funds, that makes it sound a little better, but the fact is, the lottery is a monopoly that the government has on gambling. That's what
at least on lotteries, yeah.
That's what running numbers used to be,
mm-hmm.
And now the government runs the numbers. And as far as I'm concerned, it is not a legitimate role of the government. If Walmart wants to sponsor the USA Walmart team,
yeah,
fine. Let's send them to the Olympics. If Kmart hears that Walmart's doing that and says, "Oh no," and they want to put in a team, fine. None of this matters to me. However, I don't think that my tax dollars should be going to, you know, to fund this. And you can hear out there that there are people that disagree that we shouldn't be sending an Olympic team to China. Should their tax dollars be going to this? Mine, I just say it's an illegitimate form of, you know, role of the government.
Right.
Theirs, they disagree with this. They think it's wrong. Should someone's tax dollars be used for something that they consider wrong?
I say no. Also, you know, government has been involved with sports, seems to be getting more and more involved with sports in America. If you look, for instance, there have been so many examples of government, local governments, teaming up with very, very wealthy baseball team owners to build stadiums using taxpayer funds.
Right.
That's a despicable combination.
You know, we're told, what you'll hear is, it's good for the whole community. But how is it? How is it good for me? If I live in Tampa, Florida, and you know, my tax dollars are going to support the Tampa Bay Buccaneers mm-hmm. building a stadium, or the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, which actually they're not in Tampa, they're in St. Petersburg. But you know, regardless, if they're going for this, how do I benefit? Tell me how I benefit.
It seems to me that it's the owner of the team that benefits, in that they get a subsidy for their stadium and they rake in all the profits from the games.
They certainly benefit greatly, and what they're doing makes perfectly good sense to me. What they're doing is they're playing different communities off of each other and saying, who's going to give me the best deal?
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's capitalism, and that's fine. But it's, you know, there's businesses around the stadium that do quite well, absolutely. But what if I own a hamburger shop across town?
Wait a minute. It's not capitalism to go in and make a deal with government. That's cronyism.
Well, I can see why I wouldn't personally do it. I would not make that deal. But then I wouldn't be able to compete because everybody else is doing it. You understand?
Oh, I understand that, and I just think it's disgusting, and that needs to stop. I mean, if these baseball owners or football team owners want to make the big money that they can make off of having these national franchises, they've got the money. They can build their own damn stadium.
And
just that they know they can get a subsidy.
And those franchises are monopolies because they are, you know, they're protected by the government. That's not true.
They're not monopolies. You could start up another football league if you wanted to.
A league, you could. But they are considered, you know, they wanted some kind of protection from the government. That's why they're dragging these baseball players in there to testify in front of Congress. Because they can. There's no reason for baseball players, you know, for the Major League Baseball to be in front of Congress if they're not receiving government protection, and they are. I can't tell you exactly. I haven't delved into it too deeply because I consider sports to be a, you know, this sort of tribal thing that separates people and not bring them together.
I agree with you there. Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. Talk to Kevin in Florida listening on WFTL. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Thanks for taking my call. You know, I've got to applaud any time that truth body slams propaganda, and an incident that I just, you know, thought it was perfectly suited for that is when Condoleezza Rice refused to get on the bandwagon and criticize Reverend Wright a few days back, and instead she went on to say what I said was a brilliant explanation of the impact today from slavery, and she called it a birth defect. You know, I don't agree with her often, a Democrat, but I that was absolutely.
What does that
honest.
Mean, a birth defect?
She calls it a birth defect.
I don't understand what that means. Can you explain?
Well, it's speaking to the issue that even though a lot of people like to refer to slavery as something that happened back in the day, and therefore it has no impact on today, she's saying that as with a birth defect, it was there from the founding of our country, and it continues as a birth defect, which continues throughout your life to today. So there's an impact. You said there's an impact from slavery. And the conservatives try and dismiss that. That's the whole attack on this affirmative action. Because it ended on paper, which I agree it did, somehow that ended in the minds of people. You know, in 70 years, 300 years of programming ended in 70 years. It's absolutely absurd from a psychological point of view.
Well, I don't know that I necessarily am all entirely on board. Yes, slavery was bad. It shouldn't have happened. However, I think that to some extent what you're seeing today is backlash racism against racism against racism. There are people, there are white people in America that don't like black people because they are black. That's true. There are black people in America that are very, very upset with that. And then they, you know, so they speak out and that kind of thing. And then there's a great deal of white Americans that say, look, you black Americans shouldn't get anything special or different. I never owned any slaves. I've never done anything bad to a black person.
That's the point that never gets addressed.
Kevin, I want to give you a chance to address it. Hang on. We're going to bring you back, Kevin. I want to give you time because we don't have much right now. More with Kevin here in moments. 800-259-9231. You can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is April 6th.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89144. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. The face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, the live Saturday edition. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, at 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version. Both are free for you. So enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for an intellectual challenge this summer? Join students from around the world at a free summer seminar sponsored by the Institute for Humane Studies. Hear lectures from the top faculty and discuss ideas of liberty and their current applications. Get more information at libertarianseminars.com. That's libertarianseminars.com.
All right, let's bring Kevin back on the line, listening on WFTL in Florida. You brought up some quote from one of the politicians in Washington. About slavery and how it is a birth defect. And if you could just recap that concept so we can get back into the conversation, what does that exactly mean to you?
Okay. First of all, because usually the blacks that hold the position that I hold are somehow, by the conservatives particularly, are pictured or portrayed as being victims, feel themselves as being victims. And then that becomes to define the overall issue of why blacks and whites, why there's such a gap between where we are in terms of enjoying the American dream. That at the end of the day, that's really what the question is. And you cannot address that question without factoring in this birth defect that Condoleezza Rice spoke of, because you're talking about more than 300 years where that was the ability to accumulate wealth, pass on estates, even a family history of formal education. And now we have about less than 70 years where it has ended, and everybody has an equal shot at it. Well, intellectually, it's absurd to think that 300 years of accumulated wealth, estates, businesses, formal education, whatever, privilege, even in preference in very many areas, can be eliminated in the course of 70 years. It's psychologically absurd to think that. No matter how well-meaning the individual is, the white person or whatever is, no matter how well, psychologically, it's impossible.
I'm not sure I understand when you're suggesting that the wealth that has been accumulated over those hundreds of years should be eliminated. What does that mean exactly?
Not should be eliminated. No. You maybe misunderstood me. That's the fact of the matter, that the wealth that we're experiencing today has been accumulated because time is linear. Well, the reason why there's a difference between where whites are as a whole, as a group, and blacks are economically, while blacks live in ghettos all around the country, and that type of thing, it's because of the accumulated wealth. At least you have to factor that in when you're asking that larger question, when you're talking about whether or not slavery has an impact today. That larger question, you have to factor it in because, just fundamentally, factually, there's a difference.
Now, you said
the scale was unbalanced by those facts.
You said 70 years that the people, this litany of things that were wrong, including, being able to pass on wealth. What happened 70 years ago? From what
generally the era of the Bill of Rights, that whole 64 to 65 era.
Okay.
That's fundamentally, I think, when it ended on paper, when the force of local law enforcement agencies couldn't be used to enforce racial codes or racial preferences.
Now, don't you think that was more in the South than
wasn't structured?
Don't you think that was more in the South than the North?
It was all over the country, my man.
Well, I mean, what I'm seeing, what I would think is in the North, there was a lot more, equanimity in this area, and that blacks would have been able to pass on wealth and all that other stuff that you were talking about. And I can still see, racial hatred coming from the black community in Manhattan just as easily as I can in Mobile, Alabama.
Well, any human being can adopt negative attitudes, particularly if they have a bad information from the past or a bad experience, perceived or real or whatever.
Right.
So that's doesn't answer the larger question of why there's a difference, and that's why all these other issues branch out of asking that larger question.
You think it would be better? You see, as a white guy who my best friend is black and he's married to a white girl, and it, as far as I can tell, entirely assimilated, if I can use such terminology. What I say is, forget about it and move on. And now I know, a lot of people don't like to hear that. They don't want to hear me say, look, it's best for everybody if you just move on.
Yeah, why carry around the burden? Why carry the weight?
In the same way that I could very well hold, quote-unquote, rich people responsible for the fact that my ancestors were nothing but peasants in Prussia, good for nothing but tilling their land, fighting their wars, and bearing their bastard children. I mean, shouldn't I hate rich people?
Again, you're sort of missing the point because you're no, of course, Personally, I'm a military brat. I mean, most of my friends are. I have as many white friends, white people that I, you know, white guys that are friends of my father, my family. It's not about that. It's about asking the larger question. I don't think anybody would say that Condoleezza Rice hasn't assimilated, and she holds these views. It's a larger question that we have to address, and that's what people mean when they say we haven't had the discussion. We think we have, but we haven't.
So what is the larger question?
Why does an economic gap, why does a gap between where blacks are at in terms of enjoying the American dream and
whites? Is it fair, really? I mean, is it really fair to put all these different individuals into groups based on their skin color? I mean, shouldn't we move on past that?
It's not individuals. It's the system that was structured in that way. So we're products of our environment. We're responding to the system.
But no, wait.
That's
why
it's not about whether you burned a cross or war.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I can make myself clear, because maybe I'm miscommunicating here. It seems to me that there are successful people that have white skin, and there are unsuccessful people that have white skin, and there are successful people that have black skin and unsuccessful people that have black skin. I don't understand why we're even putting people into racial groups. It seems
I didn't. I don't think you did. I was born into a system where those things, decisions had already been made for me. I mean, again, why is it that blacks live in lowly developed areas? Is it because blacks are lazy and not
blacks,
ambitious?
But don't as I've a seen whole, plenty as a of whole, blacks that don't
ask,
live
you
in
have to answer that question.
But wait, but you can't say that blacks do this and white people do that because there are individuals in those groups.
We're not talking about exceptions. We're talking about the rule. When you look across the country, you think the larger majority of blacks are Oprah Winfrey's?
Across the country, you might think white people all live in trailer parks.
No, I don't. I see a variance. However, I see a preference in the variance that was structured. And we haven't had the conversation.
Well, I think
you can't intelligently talk about why blacks are in ghettos and not address the impact of institutionalized racism.
I agree with you that institutionalized racism is absolutely one of the major problems. I don't want to make it sound like I'm in disagreement. I just don't like putting people in groups based on their hair color, eye color, or skin color, or any of that
stuff.
You're
not doing that. You're talking about how people are responding to a system that we're not addressing, that we're all having actually being manipulated by in a greater issue. But, a system
is a system where the people who consider themselves the elites, I see the system where they have created rules that prevent poor blacks and poor Hispanics and poor whites all across the country from getting that first foothold on the ladder of affluence.
I agree with you, but however, all those men that you speak of, those elites are white.
Not in their entirety.
They're going to preference themselves first.
Well, not in entirety. Hold on. Before you go on, obviously Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice are not are part of this elite group, and they are not white.
I don't think they are. I don't think they are.
They're not part of the elite group. You think they're on the outside?
Not the inner group. They're not as part of something like a trilateral commission or something.
I don't know. He has a trilateral commission. I certainly can't say anything about that.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. There are more people on the line that want to talk about this issue, so we'll continue this discussion here in moments and also take your calls about anything at 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's spyville.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase 2 or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, live Saturday edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, including the updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh you need to know about the show, go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. It's free, of course. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet the answer to losing those extra pounds? Are working out and eating right no longer helping you to lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures. Read his story at notfatanymore.com. Want to get off the fad diet roller coaster and forever? Then check out notfatanymore.com.
800-259-9231. Continuing with your phone calls. Ladies first, let's talk to Tamara in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Tamara.
Yes. I had a comment regarding, you mentioned regarding racism. Get over it, go on, as if the laws made it not exist. But I think what, and you also mentioned that a lot of white people didn't have slaves. Well, that's true. But the problem is the laws that the white people benefited from, and the system that they benefit from and continue to benefit from, and their failure to acknowledge that benefit and that continuing benefit. Even though laws change, people's mindsets do not change as fast as the laws, and that's just human nature. And that's
I'm with you on that. I think that's absolutely true, but I wonder whether more laws and more, harping on it is really the way to fix it. Like, for you know, you've heard the term "bury the hatchet." I think that has some value here. most white Americans, the negative feelings they might feel towards this group we'll call blacks, the negative feelings they have are simply a response to negative feelings that they feel the blacks have for them. So you've got racism as a response to racism as a response to racism. And that is, so it's perpetuating it. So then therefore that compounds how the blacks feel, it compounds how the whites feel, it compounds how the blacks feel, it compounds how the whites feel. I really do think that, you know, knowing what the effects of slavery are on the psyche of black America, you know, that sort of knowing is the booby prize. I think what the real prize is all of us working together, you know, all of us working together and having good feelings towards each other and no one judging anyone by the amount of melanin their skin contains.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is the goal. But the problem is, to get to that point, we have to, and especially white America, has to acknowledge that the system continues to perpetuate itself. And I want to compare this to when you open area, just like when at one time no blacks were allowed in basketball, okay, NBA basketball,
okay?
All of a sudden they opened it up. All of a sudden, what is it, predominantly black? Did blacks just all of a sudden develop that talent? That same principle can be applied to every sector and every profession. If they had been given the opportunities or are given the chance at the same type of educational opportunities, blacks and other minorities would get into those areas. And I think there's a backlash, and there's a really white America, or the ruling party in effect, is somewhat scared of that. And I think it's by design, in effect.
Well, now you're assessing. You're assuming that that's what the politicians think. Here's what I think the politicians think. I think that the only people that benefit from racism and racial tension are the haters, because they benefit emotionally, and the politicians, who benefit from, I'll go out there and I'll get Mighty Whitey, or I'll go out there and I'll keep those those ruffians down. We'll enforce the law. It's the letter of the law. The politicians that get out there and rail against these sorts of activities, they're the ones that benefit. It's the bureaucrats and their system that benefits. And what do whites and blacks get out of this contention? Nothing.
And see, that's where we disagree. Because I see it as a black person and as a professional black person.
Okay.
Went to Indiana University, graduated, and all like that.
You got your cred, I'm fine.
But was I allowed the opportunity and given the same opportunities that a white individual was with the same education? No.
Okay,
no.
Now what is that?
No, it was not, because it's individuals. It's individuals, and it's accepted by the system.
Let me see if I understand you, Tamara. You're saying that you weren't given the same opportunities because there are certain individuals who are racist that have positions of, positions in industry and that sort of thing? Is that what you're getting at?
Yes, it's individuals. And as a group, we don't, the individuals that are in control, it's not fought against. Okay.
What is it that you propose to do? Because I acknowledge that you're correct. That racism is out there and alive in America. It's disgusting, and it is out there. And there are people that hold the reins of industry that are certainly racist, and there are definitely people in government that are racist. What is it that you propose to solve this problem?
There's a lot of things I propose.
Give me one. We don't have a lot of time.
Okay. Number one is in the black community, you have a big depression going on, and that's been going on, okay, because you fight these little racism all your life, and your whole dream is deferred. So we have to attack it to build up self-esteem, and to me that means setting up a housing program for ownership to build within, so that you're back to the local community.
You want a program?
And your self-esteem is built up, okay?
Who is going to run this program?
Who is going to run this program?
I
think the community should run it. And
so what does that mean exactly?
Well, that means the government, right?
No, the government. I think
where racist people are.
No, I think you should have the community run it and pay for it. Okay.
So that means it's voluntarily run and voluntarily paid for?
Exactly.
In that case, I have no objection to that plan. It sounds like a good idea to me, and thank you for the call tonight. We certainly appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Now, voluntarily run means it means there's no tax dollars involved, because
right.
I don't voluntarily pay taxes. I pay taxes at the threat of either having my house taken away or being put in prison for income tax evasion.
Yeah.
That's not voluntary.
I think that, she was talking about fighting racism, and I think that that's part of the problem, the idea that you can defeat something like that by continuing to put your attention to it. I don't know if that's actually something that will be successful. And what's even worse of an idea, and this wasn't her idea, but some people have this idea, what's even worse of an idea is to go to the government and demand some sort of a program to even the playing field or even the odds. But we've already talked about how the racism is institutionalized, how racists are now much more subtle than they used to be. Back in, long time ago, it was really obvious. I mean, people with whips on a plantation, it was pretty obvious who the bad guys were. Now it's much more subtle in that there are people in Washington, D.C. or in your local governments that are probably racist to the core, but you'd never know it when you talk to them.
Well, I don't think they're racist for the same reason. I don't think they're racist because they hate black people. That's what racism is.
No, wait.
They think that black people are lesser or anything like that. I think what they are, in fact, are, they see the benefits of pitting two groups against each other.
That might be the case.
They do that very well. If we were all together, then maybe we would realize that many of our problems are the people that are in power.
They sure are the problem. Let's continue with the phone calls here. Candy in South Carolina, listening on WSC. Hello, Candy.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to make the comment that the caller... Two callers before me.
Kevin.
I appreciate your comment in making the point that it would really be nice to put it behind us and not to take anything away from it, but for children now, I have younger children that are in elementary school, but they are still learning about black history or learning and reading certain books that portray nothing but horrible things, and yet I have a 12-year-old daughter who... You know, I said, she would never know anything about that. And all she knows is to respect each individual for who they are. In our area where, we have, black businessmen, white, black women who are our friends. And that's how they should.
I think Black History Month is bad because it's Black History Month. Shouldn't these people that were so important be included in history class, period?
Candy, let me give you a moment to respond here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Hang on. More with Candy. Your calls as well. We got Paul, Ben, Nigel. Everybody's on the line. Be patient. We'll get to you. It's Free Talk Live.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, April 11th through the 13th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's KNOB creekrange.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Use the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at the Free Talk Live store. Get all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like hats, hoodies, T-shirts, and more. You'll find it all at store.freetalklive.com. That is store.freetalklive.com. Talking about racism alive and well in America today, I wish we could just snap our fingers and make it go away. I wish that more people would see each other as individuals and judge one another based on the actions and the beliefs of the other individual and not his skin color or eye color or hair color or whatever, or amount of freckles he has.
I have to agree. As a white American, what I've been hearing today, and obviously I can't represent white Americans any more than the callers can represent black Americans, some of the callers. But what I hear is sort of like a rape victim saying, I'm hurt. And then, you know, I say, well, I'm sorry to hear that you're hurt. Well, you're responsible. You're a man like that, the person who raped me. And I'm like, whoa, I didn't do that. I didn't rape you. Well, yeah, you did. There's men out there, and some of those men are rapists. You're a man. You need to fix it. What can I do to fix it? Well, nothing. And that's what I feel a lot of white people are hearing is sort of, I've got nothing to do with this. And they're feeling like, you know, that they're frustrated, and that's how that frustration turns into, after a little while, it's just they're sick and tired of hearing the message of, I'm hurt.
I want to bring Candy back on the line. Candy in South Carolina listening on WSC. Hello, you're back.
Hello.
All right, go ahead with your point. You were trying to make a point.
Your last comment sums it up. I wish that we could all look at each other as individuals and put this past behind us to where, like with my children that I'm raising them hopefully to be respectful and considerate and kind to everyone. I'm not pointing out that, hey, in the past this is how one group was treated opposed to another. There's no reason. You understand that we're all human beings and this is how we treat each other from here on. And I know the man before you mentioned, though, that there are people, but they're all races, who are born into bad circumstances, you know, with parents and single families and all of that. And it is harder for those people, no matter what their race is, to overcome these obstacles, but they can. If they really, truly want to, the opportunities are here.
The opportunities are there, but to be fair to them,
And it's not just something that's targeting poor blacks. It targets poor anybody, Hispanics,
right.
Whites, anybody. The fact is, the reason why people are living in trailer parks and ghettos and awful conditions in this country, whatever their skin color is, usually has to do with, number one, their belief system about where they are in life and what they can achieve. But number two, if they got the idea into their heads that they wanted to move up and move out of there, and they figured that the way to do that was to start their own business, that's where their dream would die. Because the government system that we have today, and Candy, thank you for the call tonight, the government system we have today prevents people who are on the lower rung, lower rungs of the ladder of affluence from climbing up it. It
right.
prevents people, no matter what their skin color, people who are poor, who might have just, you know, scraped together a little bit of savings to try to start their own business, they're told, no, you can't start your own business, citizen. You don't have a license. And to get a license, it's going to cost X amount of thousands of dollars. Oh, what's that? You can't afford it? Well, sorry. Oh, we see that you're trying to run a business out of your home. Oh, I'm sorry, citizen.
We're going to shut you down.
We can't allow you to run a business out of your home because we have these things called zoning regulations, which are designed, the zoning regulations and the business regulations and the licensing and all this crap, these hoops that you have to jump through to start your own business in America, all of it is designed to protect the people who are already in those trades. Now, it just happens to be that most of those people are white people because of the factor that our earlier caller was talking about, because, you know, white people just had more freedom in this country for a longer period of time, so they were able to establish themselves more. But if there were black people in those areas, they would be protected too. Anybody who's already in business is protected by these regulations that keep poor people from competing. They keep poor people from stepping up and getting into an industry and offering a competitive product or service into the marketplace and taking some market share away from the establishment. Whoever those establishment people are, it's the establishment protecting themselves from everybody else. And it really comes back to something you touched on earlier, Mark, and that is that the government people, the establishment, the man, they have this brilliant method of pitting groups against one another.
Right. And in the black establishment and the white establishment, the people that are in it, they benefit both times, because if they're part of this, say, the restaurant board in town, well, they don't want to let somebody open up a restaurant on you know, with just a little bit of money, because they've arrived. The black ones have arrived there. They're on the board. They've arrived. They don't care about their brethren, as though they really are brethren. They're not.
Right.
They're just other people with that much melanin in their skin.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. There's no such thing as black and white, really. It's just an amount of melanin in the skin. And if we would just get these restrictions off of people and let them pursue the American dream, like W.E.B. Du Bois said, rather than looking to the government to say, fix this for us, fix it.
They're the cause of the
We've
problem.
We've been harmed. Well, yeah, but it was the government that harmed you from the very, very beginning. The United States government allowed slavery. Okay.
They backed it up.
The local and state governments, you know, allowed Jim Crow laws. Look, it's the government that's the problem here. It's not the white guy. It's the government.
Exactly. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Ben in South Carolina, listening on WSC. Hello, Ben. Ben.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great. What's on? Have you got your window rolled down?
Yeah. What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to pull over real fast, right? I'm driving a truck.
Okay.
I'm over here at the terminal in Charleston. I'm a longshoreman.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. That's a little better?
Lots better.
Much better, sir.
Hey, check it out, man. And, you know, I'm glad you got your program because you're giving people the chance to voice their opinions, and that's American right there, all by itself.
That's why we're here.
Yeah. What I wanted to say is that I want to say something to the blacks and the whites, right? I want to let them know that there is a brand new game in town, and this game is making everybody equal. It's making rich folks equal. It's making poor folks equal. It's making blacks equal, whites equal, Chinese equal, young and the poor, making them all equal. And this new game is called crack cocaine. I think crack cocaine is America's public enemy number one. I think it's doing more damage to this country than America, than Iraq, than Afghanistan. The money that we're spending on these different countries, I think we should spend fighting this disease. It's overrunning our country. And I just want everybody to know that the reason why crack cocaine is killing folks in America the way it's doing is because it's a demonic spirit.
Let me interject here, Ben, because I understand where you're coming from. One of our former co-hosts on the show was a crack addict at one time, so I've had personal experience with this. And it absolutely is a scourge. However, I don't know if I agree with your suggestion that the government should be fighting that particular scourge, because it was the government's fault that crack cocaine even exists in the first place. Had it not been for the war on drugs, making, you know, criminalizing cocaine, crack would never have been invented. Crack was invented as a quick and dirty alternative to the real deal, which is cocaine.
Freebasing.
Right. Yeah, and so if it weren't for this war, insane war on drugs, it wouldn't exist. Neither would meth, by the way. Meth would not exist either. It was created for the same exact reasons. And so the real solution to this problem, is, and this may sound strange, but the real solution is to legalize all drugs, including prescription narcotics. All the illegal drugs out there needs to be legalized. That way it's taken out of the hands of criminals and put into the hands of business people in the marketplace. Now, it's not going to make crack cocaine go away. Crack's here, and it's probably here to stay. But what it will do is it'll make it so those people that are addicted, hopelessly addicted to crack cocaine, will, A, no longer be afraid of going to get help, because many of them are frightened to death they're going to be put in a jail cell if they try to go get help. So it'll make it so they can go get help much easier. And second, it'll make it so they aren't robbing people, you know, robbing people at truck stops, robbing people at, gun or knife point, breaking into people's homes to get the money they need. And thank you for the call tonight. I'm glad you brought that up. It's a little bit of noise in the background there.
Drugs are a very, very integral part to the war, to this racism issue that we're talking about here.
Oh, they sure are. But just to continue my train of thought here, the people that need crack, the people that are hooked on it, meth and everything else, You have to understand, the reason they commit crimes is because they need the money to get the crack. The reason they need the money is because it's really, really expensive. And the reason why it's really, really expensive is because it's a black market product. That's what happens in the black market. And the reason it's a black market product is because it's illegal. So we fix all of that problem, we fix it all, by re-legalizing drugs in America. Price will go down. Anybody could afford it. You could afford a crack habit with a McDonald's job. It would be not a problem. The crime, the violent crime associated with drug use would drop almost overnight. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you're on hold, we will get to you. Coming up in hour number two, you bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same, or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Turbelizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit GCNLive.com, TaxDay08.com, Hauling.RonPaulRoadshow.org, or GrannyWarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C.